was cool. That was beyond cool. And you know me, I am so damn honest, it's disgusting. I have real good vibes about this one. Okay, here we go. He said all the stuff that was going to be on 4.0, that it was going to be a real OS, and they're going to have pictures tonight. Bill is going to try his damnedest to get this to be a live feed because they have a lot of good announcements. And Amiflon is legal. They have... Yeah, Bernie Meyer. Amiflon, too.
Has a license.
That's all we're going to say. And then he's going to make the rest of the announcements tonight. Tech's brother just arrived. Anyway, that's about it. But tonight we will have big stuff from the show, I'm sure. There's just a show like a, you know, just to see pictures and like a presentation. He's got a whole thing, and he said it's going to be all good news, and we'll be real happy to see it.
Did you get that announcement about everything that's supposed to be important?
No, that's too hard to remember it all.
Okay.
Here we go. He's going to try to remember all the stuff that was announced.
Well, not everything, but specifically everything that was supposed to be in 4.1 and 4.2 is, in fact, it's been announced by Bill McCune, it is in 4.0, which is fantastic.
Amiflon, sorry. Just a minute. Here's Bill.
I just talked to Bill McCune. He's going to head over here as soon as he can. So let me do what I need to do. But I'd rather do it better, because they sound like crap. I mean, I literally had to hold the thing the entire time.
Well, I was talking about the microphones like on this.
Yeah, I know. But I had to hold this to keep a really tight signal, so I didn't get a lot of static.
Yeah.
Show opening. Is that that? So let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4 down, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, yes. Do you know this one, Ben Herman's?
H-E-R-M-A-N-S.
H-E-R?
Yeah.
M?
M-A-N-S.
M-A. Ben Herman's? H-E-R-M-A-N-S? Is that right?
I believe that's correct. I'm trying to remember the name of the webpage that...
Yeah, I don't care. That's good enough for me. Don't. Jesus Christ.
What is that?
Questions that people put in the poll.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. 44 votes for this guy. Good stuff.
I'm going to get some road maps. Oh, this is the votes for this question?
Yeah. So I was going to take the top 20-ish and ask them. Man. Well, thanks for coming up.
Is it turned on?
Yeah.
Microphone is on?
Yes, it is.
There's 73 people listening. I got up to 90 before. It's quite impressive, really.
So I got the camera there, and I've got the X10
back up there.
And I had the blimp out a little while ago, except for I need a new battery for the drive. But it was working. So now we're just waiting for Bill McEwen, who's the CEO of Amiga, to come over for an interview. Pretty good. Pretty good. Did you see Joe's bowling ball levitator?
Yeah, I saw it.
That was the catalyst for the Boeing shoes.
We saw that and went to these.
It's codes so that the IRC client or the ICQ client understands do font stuff, but STRICQ doesn't handle it much.
Ben Herman's equals.
I don't know. Just Ben Herman smile.
You guys on the cam. Oh, we didn't catch that.
I'm a father now.
No, I can't spell, which you knew. So, mic 1, mic 2, got that, yeah, so, let me see this. So I went through and I rebuilt all the inside out of that acrylic plastic.
Did you buy a Dremel tool?
Yeah, $90. And I wish I frickin' had it so I could fix that. And I just cannot think of a good way to get this to stay onto there in a temporary fashion.
Drill a hole through it, put a pin in.
Yeah, that's what my initial thoughts were, but I just haven't had a chance to do that. Well, unfortunately, when I did this sucker, I had to drill it out with a Dremel, so it's a little loose on the inside.
So now that you've gotten it all weighed, you can get a scale, weigh it, and...
Totally conditional on the temperature of the room, how good the helium is in the blimp.
Oh, that's rough. Hear about that. That's a huge factor.
I can't just do that.
You just need a bunch of weights and a way to hook them on there easily.
Exactly. Sick, taking the tape down. So how bad was the write-up?
A
other than warm.
It was hot.
Yeah. Driving on a motorcycle yesterday, man, I couldn't believe that the road was just, you know, like on a frying pan, you know, on a motorcycle being roasted. So
I started in Antioch, so the difference isn't too bad. It's still, it's a little hotter up here.
I'm surprised you didn't bring the Jag.
Yeah.
Leave that for Claire and the kids.
Almost 2 gallons of gas.
That's true. Are you going to stay the night?
I don't know. I haven't decided.
Okay.
I got to run. I've done the entire exhibit floor.
You have a motorcycle also?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
do you got?
Transcendent.
Right on. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw that shadow out there, that black Honda shadow is what I drove up.
Oh, yeah. Parking too. Cool. Same space. Slather with hot glue. Then I go to Fry's. That's the only thing I can find is frickin' connectors.
What you really ought to do is get rid of the servo, put one motor facing fore and aft, and one motor facing up and down.
And just kind of just drive it around that way?
Yeah,
except like for the way the speed controller is designed to let this sucker rotate.
You can't steer.
Steering is kind of important. You should see me driving into people before. It's pretty fun.
Eat guards on the blades, too.
I was kind of thinking that. But just the people that we're here for. Because it's fun. It's fun.
Yeah.
But did you see the Commodore 1?
Yeah.
Jerry's toy?
Oh, no. I haven't seen the Commodore 1. I was looking at
the Amiga one?
The thing.
Yeah, I got another one over here running Villa Dog Linux. It's pretty cool. Well, not really. Linux. But Jerry's got a Commodore 1, which is pretty sweet. Commodore 64 with PCI slot. Thing's badass. Oh, the banquet later tonight.
What's the processor?
She rolled up a 6520 out of an FPGA. And so she just copied all the gates and it's still faster. At least I think that's what she's using.
That sounds right. I forget how many megahertz I think it's like 20 years or something.
No, I don't. So we're waiting for Bill McEwen. He's a little swamped with people at the moment. So he'll get over here at some point, I think.
Actually, Bill McEwen is now drowning.
Well, I mean, he should have been here earlier.
It would have been nice.
Yeah, it's late.
Could have got some of this out of the way.
More Amigas on. What time is it? 4:31. That's pretty cool. 1760. So sad.
Kermit?
Yeah.
image effects. I guess you don't. See you later. I think it's 6. Why, what's up? There's a bar over there where you can grab a bite. There's also an A&W down the street.
Yeah, I saw that. It's not worth it. It's 6.
I don't have anything to munch on. I got some Coke up in the room. It's going to be interesting when it comes time to try to webcast the banquet, because I'm going to have to move a lot of this crap. No, other people are. And they've actually put stuff on the web. Well, maybe Doug's got it. You... Damn that. Who was that? I've been asked to provide a summary of what I think Mr. McEwen was talking about when he got up there for 5 minutes. Although, the only thing I can say is I was holding this X10 receiver device to keep it so that it would let you all hear the audio, so I actually didn't actually hear it, so I'll have to wait till I can go back and hear what I recorded, hear what he said, or he'll probably say the similar things at the banquet this evening. Although, he did mention things like upgrade or an inclusion of Amiflon and Amiga DE, mentioned some stuff about the OS4.0, and things that we heard about earlier today, and about the Amiga 1 and how that's progressing. So, that was that. That's a very interesting question. It's that.
No, that's the Amiga in the 80s.
Yeah. The Amiga today is a loose amalgamation of various companies all trying to do something that has the same name with completely different purposes. I don't know. I don't know what the hell the Amiga is today. That's a hell of a question. We're all marching off in different directions. I'll say this, that the Amiflon thing is pretty cool. You take your PC, you boot into Amiga, you get to run away with it. It's actually quite fast, too.
Can I run all my old software on that?
Depends. It depends on what you want to run. Some of the old games have issues because the custom chipset's not there. Then you've got the Amiga 4.0 thing, and it's the same situation. So it's like, we're going to be in the same place. The Amiga Forever 5.0 is actually really nice. Did you ever run UAE in the past? Have you ever tried that?
I think I did at your house, didn't I?
Yeah, but they've got a new version that uses the just-in-time compiler. And it's actually quite speedy. And because it's 100% emulation of the old chipset, you can actually run all the old stuff. It's pretty impressive. But I've got 4.0. I haven't upgraded to 5 yet. Yeah. Or unusable, originally. But it's getting there. It's getting there. Will be the motherboard in there.
Is it compatible with the old software and emulation? Or is it?
Yeah. No, they will actually have... Well, they're going to have a 68K emulator that's JIT-based, so it'll actually run the stuff. And then there's also going to be UAE, I'm sure. Someone's going to port UAE to the Amiga 4.0 so it can run all the old crap. And actually, it runs a little easier. You don't want a summary? Okay.
Hello, Amiga Land. Harv Laser is currently doing his thing on Amiga Zone.
This is on the QT. I have word that the Amithon 2 is cool. So I'm being very secretive. No, really, but that is exactly what I heard, honestly. Bye, Crack. Crack, tune in later or come back tomorrow. No, we're still here. I'll leave it on. Is who drunk?
Hey, guys. She's not drunk. We'll work on that later.
What's on?
What's 20 minutes on? Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 1, 2, 3. I am going to be working on broadcasting the banquet. Who?
Who's a geek?
Yeah.
Oh. That light is broken too. But anyway, so I'm going to be broadcasting the banquet, and that's going to take a fair amount of effort to get done. I'll probably have to disconnect stuff to do that. So I don't think that
Bill is coming to our presentation because he got in so late and got tied up with other people and whatnot. But we will be broadcasting the banquet. So, I apologize for that, but his actions are completely out of my hands, so I can't do anything about that. So, I apologize to everyone who's been waiting for Mr. McEwen, but I did the best I could. I could just simply ask him to show up and... Don't know. So, sound is working. Like I said, I'm going to have to... Don't know. It's take a little while to hook all that junk up. I forgot to mention the banquet's at 7 o'clock, which is in about 2 hours from now. So the banquet's at 7. Like I said, Bill McEwen actually left to finish his presentation. So I think he wanted to get over here, but as soon as he got done with his short little speech here, he was swamped by like 30 people. And then he fought his way away from them when Harv started his conference, was talking to Kermit, and then he had to go to talk to John. And then I think he used that as an excuse to get up to his room. He told me he's leaving at 7 o'clock tomorrow, so he's not going to be in the state for more than 12 hours or whatever the hell it is. So I don't think we'll be able to have him. I'm thinking I might actually drag enough of this gear over to the banquet that we could just do a QA and have people online be able to ask questions and just do it at the banquet time. But that's going to require a lot of work, and I don't know how much of that I'm going to be able to achieve before then. So I've got to figure out how to get audio, video, and maybe another machine over there. So I'll see what I can do on that end. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. Well, I appreciate it, but I don't...
Moderate temperature. That in the ocean breeze, I guess. At noon,
maybe, I don't know. I'm just have no faith in that.